Hi, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Joe?
Yes.
Hey, Joe, good afternoon. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles product details as well as pricing. How's your day going?
Pretty good. I've been in jobs.
All right. Well, overall, happy Wednesday to you to kind of start things off here.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. And I know you were speaking with Tara. She's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. Did she do a good job explaining the basics of the program and where it is we would have you showing up on the front page?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, she brought me on the line so I can go over with the new in business rate with you, but before I just start hitting you with the number, did you have any questions in regards to the program, like details of how it works or what we're going to be doing for you, aside from hearing just the price point?
Yes, I think I'm real familiar with how this works, but it's just the pricing that I'm not familiar with.
Gotcha.
I know that anytime somebody, you know, we all use Google for everything, and what pops on there, you know, like in, let's say I want to join in, and what is actually going to pop up on there besides the company's name and.
So if normally there's a business phone number, there's the name of the business, the phone number, the website, and if they have like a showroom or people, consumers could walk into or customers, there's directions. Now, so what we would have listed for you is your business name, your phone number, and obviously a link to your website that we would build for you, because the website does come included within the package. It's a whole package deal that we include for you, Joe. It's not just the front page of Google. We actually implement all the tools that Google looks for on a daily basis in order to help you rank on the front page amongst the competition that's already up there, of course. Okay. Now, the pricing is offered to you on a month-per-month basis. Our program does require a 2-month verbal agreement, but everything inside of our Platinum package is designed to give you a return on investment within that first 2 months that you're with us. So that's why I require a 2-month verbal agreement. It also makes us performance-based. The only way we're going to keep you comfortably coming back to us for the third month moving forward is by providing results within that first 2-month time frame. Okay, but like I said, the pricing is offered to you on a month-per-month basis, but everything after that is there's no contracts whatsoever. Now, the price without any of the discounts, okay, now this is the price without the new and business rate discount. Consumers normally see it on our website at $599 normally with a $299 programming fee. But with the discount implemented, I'd be able to reduce that by 50% and get you in at $299 and waive the entire programming fee altogether. And that would be a locked-in discounted rate, and that would be out the door, Joe. There's no other hidden fees. There's no other surcharges, and that's our new in business rate discount. Now, all of – correct. Mm-hmm. Now, all of the program details that includes for you, it gets you on the front page of Google as the top recommended option, but this way calls could come directly to you without you having to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee. In addition to that, what we would also be providing for you would be first page placement on Bing Local as well, which is owned by Microsoft, but customers would be able to contact you directly through that search engine as well. And then in order to help your company rank on the front page, we do place your company on 60 directories. Now, these directory submissions that we place you on are directories that Google indexes on a day-to-day basis in order to help you rank on the front page. So we'd be placing you on like the betterbusinessbureau.org, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. Now, if you already have some directories out there, then we would never duplicate a listing. We would find another directory submission to submit you to that Google indexes in order to help you rank. Okay, and then what we would also be providing for you would be the creation of a website. This way the consumers would have something to land on when they're doing a search for the service. Now, the website would be up and running for you very quickly. 5 business days is all it takes for us to build one for you. We would send you over an example of how it looks on that 5th business day. Once we send you over the example, then, and get your approval, of course, we would then start attaching it to all of the listings, Google, Bing, and all the directory submissions. This way, if those are avenues clients are choosing to go down to do a search for the services you're offering, they'd be able to pull you up from that platform they're searching from and contact you directly. Okay, and then what we also provide for you is going to be the mobile devices, and that's because nowadays everybody is doing internet searches from their cell phones, and the location's typically always changing whenever they're traveling. So what we're going to do is mobily optimize your company. That way you do show up from anybody searching from any iPhone, Android, and any kind of tablet out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, we literally cover all of your bases. But I do have a question for you. At the rate of $299, I know it would vary depending on the size of job that you'd be taking on, of course, but how many clients do you think we would need to bring you every month in order to offset the price of the program and make it become profitable for you?
Okay, when you say $299, how many zeros behind it?
Okay, so it's $299 flat, $1 shy of $300.
Okay. Okay. And I'm just making sure that we ain't got three zeros in the back.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
yeah. And how many, like in the mile zones, what areas would it cover?
Good question. So this will cover you up to a 50-mile radius outside of the Lake Jackson area, if you choose to target that far, of course. But what we also allow you to do is it's targeted marketing. So we would allow you to hand-select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in outside of the 77566 zip code. We allow you to hand-select the areas because overall, it's your area. So you may know the areas that you like to work in that may be a bit more profitable for you to work in or the areas that bring you a larger amount of income. So the goal for us over here is to program you into those areas that you like to work in that are making the most bang for your buck. So, yes, it would cover you up to a 50-mile radius if you choose to target that far.
Okay. But so can you just do the 50-mile radius or do you have to do the city by city?
No, we could do the 50-mile radius if that's something you want to do. And we could block off. And what we would do is we would block off the entire territory that we're working with you in, and we're not working with anybody else that does the same industry. We can work with other, like, plumbers, electricians, and other industries and categories, but we wouldn't be working with anybody else that does any lawn or tree services.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And with this here, is it just tree service, or what's all included?
So we can get you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. They just got to be services that you're offering. So, I mean, what kind of services are you offering that you would like to be found for?
Because I do a lot of landscaping, and sod, you know, leveling.
Okay.
You know,
mulch and stuff like that. Mulching.
Yes, we do all that. Flower beds, flower bed designs. A lot of the landscaping part.
Okay. So yeah, if you want to be found for all of that, if you want to do. Okay, if that's one of your bigger things that you want to offer, we can get you found for a lot of landscaping, like landscaping services, like he just says, the sod, the leveling, mulching, the flower beds, flower bed designs. You can do landscape design, stuff like that. So, I mean, if those are services you want to be found for, we can absolutely do that for you.
Yeah, that and the tree service.
Yeah, of course. Well, tree service comes with a lot of keywords as well. What's that?
I said, yeah, I had a question, but I forgot what I was going to ask. I got a lady, she was just calling me just a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be $299, and it'll stick to that price, or what?
Yes, another good question. So that $299 rate is good for the life of the program or good for however long you decide to utilize the services for. It's better terminology. The $299 would never go up or change on you. It would be locked in at that discounted rate.
Okay. and that's per month.
And that is on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. But there's no contracts. Like I said, it does require the 2-month verbal agreement, because, like I said, it does the program, the services that, the platinum package that you qualified for, it takes about 2 months to get you a full return on investment, but it also gives you time to evaluate the services and give it a fair shot. That way you're seeing that it's working, and that way it keeps you comfortably coming back to us for the 3rd month moving forward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I know with Network Pros, you can actually Google my information, but it's through Network Pros.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't pop,
third
it doesn't pop up. Yes, like let's say I'll be looking for a tree service, or if mine pops up, but it doesn't pop up like one of the top companies that are in the Lake Jackson area.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
Yeah, like J&J Tree Service pops up, but like, and probably some other tree service, like Monster Tree Service or something like that.
Mm.
They mine is further down, like, you know, it doesn't stick out like these other companies do.
Yeah, see, with our services, you never have to worry about that, because you are paying for first page placement, so you will be found as a top recommended option competing with those bigger guys that are already up there. So that's never something that you have to worry about, because like you spoke with Tara, we cut out the middleman completely and we put you directly to the source. That way calls could come directly to you and you never have to worry about dealing with it going through a third party. That's how HomeAdvisor actually and Angie's Leads work. They actually capture the lead from Google themselves, and they actually sell them to you and, you know, 5 or 6 of your competitors that are already out there. So it's basically a race to the phone. With our service, it goes directly to you. It's not filtered through a third-party company. These calls are it's direct client contact.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So with all of that being said, I mean, I'm sure it makes you a little bit comfortable with, like, giving the services a try so we can show you how well it would work for the business, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's going to be something that we make you happy with. I can absolutely tell you that, Joe. But in order to make sure that we would be representing you properly, of course, very important, what I would have to do is just verify some information in regards to your company to make sure that we have everything accurate here. Okay. Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, 832-910-2649, would that be the best number for your clients to reach you on?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And that's the one that we're going to be promoting for you. And then we also need to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. This is on the front page of Google. This gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map section that showcases the area that your business is located within. I found the address listed for you as 621 Center Way. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
It's a home address.
Okay, so if that's a home address, we're never going to showcase that for the public to see. That will always be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers that you're doing work for know the area that you're coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know directions to where you live. Okay?
Yeah, that'll
and
work.
And then just to verify the zip code out there, I found that as a 77566. Is that accurate?
Correct.
Okay, and then, Joe, for the account purposes, what's your last name?
Mundo, M-U-N-D-O.
I should have put 2 and 2 together from the business name. All righty.
Yeah.
And then also, what is the best email address to use for you?
It's joemundo7@gmail.com.
Simple. Okay. Wonderful. Alrighty, and then as far as your hours of operation go for your business, how would you like them shown? Is it like Monday through Friday, 6 days a week, 7 days a week? How does that work?
Well, I do. I basically do every day. It's just like I already got used to the leads. I receive leads Monday through Sunday, and so. And then sometimes I get emergency jobs.
Oh, so you do emergency services?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. And then I know it's Monday through Sunday, but would you like this just put open availability so they know they can call you, or would you like this to, would you like to specify any hours?
What do y'all recommend?
I mean, if you're doing Monday through Sunday, I mean, I would put open availability. People aren't going to be, they're going to be mindful. They're not going to be contacting you at like 12 at night, 1 in the morning and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They're going to know to contact you during business hours. So if you want to put open availability, that way they, that's what I would recommend, because you can change that at any point in time. Anything on the account,
yeah,
you can add or adjust.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. So, we'll put open availability for right now, and if you ever want to change that here in the future or the near future, just let us know, and we'll go ahead and get that changed immediately for you. Okay. What I'm going to be doing for you here right now is sending you over an email giving you two forms of contact. You're going to have my direct phone number. That's on the email, and also client support's number. That way, if I'm out of the office or away from my desk and it's something that you want changed immediately, we can get that done for you. Absolutely. Give me one second here. And then while I send this email over to you, Joe, did you have any, I know I found like an Instagram for you, but did you have any other social media, like a Facebook built or any other social media?
No, I do have a Facebook, but I haven't done it to where I know I need to open up a business profile or something.
Okay, well, that might be something that we can help you with.
Okay.
Yeah, that's something that. Go ahead.
I see, like J&J Tree Service, they have one.
A lot of
it pops out on Facebook.
Yeah, a lot of the bigger companies are going to have one. They like to do. I mean, they know that a lot of people, Facebook's a big marketplace for people to go to when they're doing searches for services. So that's something, that's why we like to focus on that and help you with that, if it's something, because it's something that we know consumers use nowadays.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, so what I just did right now for you is I just pressed the send button right now and sending you over the email, Joe. And it shows me that it sent over to you successfully. The first number that you're going to see that will also be located at the very bottom of the email is my phone number with my direct extension. And then right below that is client support's number with their extension. Okay? So each and every time you try to call these numbers that I just sent over to you, you'll be able to reach a live agent, and we'll be able to change or adjust anything that you need changed or adjusted, or if you need a question answered. All right? And then... give me one second here. Okay, and then the last thing that we would need to do here, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming itself, that would be securing the listing. So in order to secure the listing today, how are you going to work, what are you going to be using to secure the listing? Is it going to be a debit card, a credit card? What works best for your company?
I can use my business card.
Okay,
business card.
Does it read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have your name on it?
It has my name on it. Hold on.
Yep, take your time.
Yeah, it has my name and the business name.
Okay. And then normally the cards, they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to start the numbers from the left to the right, I'll repeat them back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Okay, it's 4856-3100-1561-99. You know what? Hold on. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Can I use another card and then we'll transfer it later?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, anything's adjustable, or you can change anything on the account at any point in time.
Yeah, let me use this card here.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
Whenever you are.
It's 4229.
Okay.
6800.
Okay.
3973-0029.
Okay. And the expiration month and year?
0226.
And the three-digit code that's on the back?
222.
And is that card connected to the 621 Center Way address in Lake Jackson?
Yes.
Okay, give me one second here. All right, so Joe, we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits. But before we do, before I code out the card, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate. So I do have a Visa starting with a 4229-6800-3973-0029, and I have February of 26 and 222.
Correct.
Okay, now the card is coded out. What I'm going to be doing right now is I'm putting together the package, but also going over a 90-second voice verification. It goes over the service agreement, and it does read as follows. Okay, it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. Now, Joe, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Mundo's Lawn and Tree Service.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
Joe Mundo, owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's going to be October 5th, 2022. It's going to be charged in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $299. This would be a reoccurring payment. When the second month term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew the following month on the same day of the 5th, and it would renew in that same discounted amount of $299. That rate will never go up or change on you. Now, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for the next month of service, Joe. We would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that does conclude the voice verification. What I'm having my finance team do right now is they are running the payment of the $299. As soon as that goes through, you're going to be getting an invoice sent over to you via email showing you that $299 came out of your account. And then what I'm also going to be setting you up for is what we call a client interview. Now, the client interview process, that's when you actually sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they're going to be going over, like, the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and also going over a small testimonial in regards to the company, just to making sure that we're representing you properly, of course. Okay, and then also walking you through on how to getting photos over to us if you have any photo, like, before and after, so we can start customizing the website. Okay. Now, okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Do you have a question?
Yes. On the Mundo's Lawn and Trees, you think we should have put, like, Mundo's Lawn Landscaping and Tree Service?
Give me one second here. Let me go back. Mundo Landscaping and Tree Service, you said? Or Lawn and Landscaping?
Yes, Lawn, Landscaping, and Tree Service.
Yeah, we could put that. If that's something that you would like listed on Google, we can put that.
Yes, because I just feel like it should pop out. Actually, my customer just drove up.
Okay, so I do need you for one other second, okay? I need to set you up for your client interview. Okay, so now I can get you in today. Let me know if this time works for you, Joe. Right now I believe it's around 106, right?
Yes, it's 106.
Okay, so I can get you in. How does 4 o'clock today sound this afternoon?
That's fine.
Okay, and then pull up your text messages while I have you on the line real quick for me. It says a copy of your invoice has been sent over to your email. Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay, did you text it?
Yeah, it should be a text message that's sent over to you.
Okay, I don't see it yet.
Okay. Oh, actually, it shows that it's still in processing. So here, this is what I'm going to need you to do. I know your client just pulled up, so I'll be mindful of that. So when you get the email, it's going to say, please go into the email. It's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And basically, you're just going to follow the steps from there. It asks you to sign a document signature box, and then when you find it and confirm your name, it's going to take another page that says local/ username and password. Okay, so when you get to that page, they're going to give you that information, the password, when we're conducting the client interview this afternoon. Okay, and I'm also going to need you to accept the client, the calendar invite. Okay.
I'll be out of the bed. Hold on.
I'm sorry, I was interrupted.
No, it's all right, Joe. So I'm gonna send you over the calendar invite right now, and then when you get the invoice, just follow it up, follow the invoice, and then we'll be contacting you this afternoon. Okay.
Okay. That'll work.
All right, Joe.
I did receive an email, Tyler Lavenberg.
That's me.
And
yes, sir.
Okay. And
okay.
It's his local splash pricing, advance reporting, all that stuff.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then you should have another one that's going to be coming over here soon that says local splash initial invoice.
Okay.
Okay. And get that one, open it up, and follow the steps, and then we'll go ahead and contact you at 4 o'clock this afternoon. This is Paul Ron. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
That'll work.
We appreciate the business, and you have a great rest of your day ahead of you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Doug.
All right, thank you very much. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.